It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Join us during the week, Fox Business Network, FBN. The name of the show is Kudlow. It runs 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every day. And if you can't see it at 4, you can text your favorite 9-year-old who will show you how to DVR the show. And you'll never miss a thing. And right here, you can get us on the internet, live streaming, LarryKudlowShow.com. LarryKudlowShow.com on the internet, all across the country, around the world, throughout the solar system. Our ratings in the solar system have really picked up. Thanks very much. We're trying to find Vivek Ramaswamy about his new book, but I'm going to tell you, Vivek's a very smart guy, and the name of the book is, I'll get it in a minute, was it around here a second ago, Nation of Victims, Identity Politics, The Death of Merit, and The Path Back to Excellence. And it's interesting, Vivek has been on our TV show many times, and he has a very important point that for a number of reasons, some are fiscal economic reasons and some are cultural reasons, many folks in this country don't seem to want to work. They don't seem to want to work. Now, an important part of that is the proliferation of government welfare payments, which are handed out, and we're talking, you know, welfare and food stamps and housing subsidies and all manner of parental child allowances. And, of course, the health care. There are no work requirements the way they used to be back in the mid-90s when Newt Gingrich and the Republican Congress made a deal with then-President Bill Clinton. And the deal to curb welfare and reform welfare, which had been exploding, was quite simply to put work requirements, and I might add education and training requirements, that would be attached to the government's assistance. And let me say that my own view is we always should have a safety net. I learned that from Ronald Reagan when I worked for him many, many years ago. Reagan supported the safety net. In times of crisis or deep recession, for example, and of course, remember COVID, when everything was shut down, it's up to the federal government to help out. Temporarily. We are a generous country. And as a nation, we have a very generous soul. But it is not endless, because endless assistance without work is essentially a socialist doctrine. You know, we pretend to pay, you pretend to work. So what you got here is a lot of free government aid, which is fueling a whole generation of folks who don't want to work. You see this particularly in the bottom 20%, so-called bottom quintile, and you see it also in the second quintile. I had Fred Smith was on the Fox Business Show last night, and we were talking about this. I think, what did Fred say? In the bottom quintile, labor participation, quote-unquote, labor participation has down to only 36%. And that means government assistance has replaced work effort. And, you know, I'm a great believer down through the years. Work is a virtue. Work is godly. You know, people are happy or happier when they are working. People are not happy, lose self-esteem when they're on the government payroll, the government dole, to be blunt. And work has been, Arthur Brooks did this, the former president of the American Enterprise Institute, wrote books on this, did all kinds of longitudinal studies, massive studies, tens of thousands of people were interviewed. People are happier when they're working, and they're not happy when they're not working. And that's a big part of it. I mean, look, I believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But this issue by Vivek Ramaswamy is a very important issue. And the book, and if we can't get them, we can't get them today. That happens on radio sometimes. But the fact is, this latest book, Nation of Victims, people with any hardship at all think they are victims. Victimhood has become a big deal. I mean, I think it's part of our woke culture today. People like to complain. You know, they think they're being discriminated against. And they don't want to work their way out of it. Or they've lost their will to work their way out of it. Complaining has become a national pastime. And, you know, you see this everywhere. You just see this everywhere, and you hear about it, and you read about it. It's not my fault I can't get a job. You know, lately, all these woke progressives are blaming it on race. Or sometimes they blame it on gender. But really, race and gender don't play a role in this, or they shouldn't play a role in this. This idea that we're some kind of systemically racist society, I've never bought into it, and I never will. And I don't think people should, you know, whether you're a child in school or whether you're growing up and presumably go out to the workforce, it's not about racism. It's about your willingness to work hard. That's what it's about. And Mr. Ramaswamy makes these points in his book. He talks about it, and I think it's worth doing. I'm sorry we weren't able to reach him on the phone. But anyway, I will promote the book, Nation of Victims, Identity Politics, The Death of Merit, and The Path Back to Excellence. All right, The Path Back to Excellence, because this can be turned around. The victimhood culture, the welfareism culture, the incentives not to work because of excessive, almost permanent government assistance. This stuff can be changed. And, you know, talking to Kevin Hassett about it a few moments ago in The Drift to Socialism, you know, that's one of the things we have to try to turn around, have to stand up and say, no, government is not the answer. Free market capitalism is the answer. Work is the answer. Seeking opportunity is the answer. And in economic terms, incentives are the answer. Incentives matter. If it pays more after tax, you will get more work. But if it pays less after tax, you'll get less work. Look at, if it pays more to remain on government assistance with no workfare requirements whatsoever, then that's what you're going to get. You know, Fred Smith, I think, what was his number? People can earn a family of four. On, it can get $100,000 of assistance, $100,000 of assistance without working. So 36% of them don't work. It's a huge chunk of our labor force. You know, there's about 160 million Americans working. But there's, you know, studies have shown that 4 or 5 million people have just dropped out of the labor force since COVID, but it's a much bigger number than 4 or 5 million, a much bigger number, and unfortunately it is a growing number. So I will just report on Vivek's book. He's a very smart fellow. He's been on the TV show many times. I'm sorry we couldn't reach him on the phone. Something must have gone wrong, but that's life in the fast lane when you're on real-time radio or television. But I think you get a sense of what Vivek is talking about. We want work, not victimhood. We want work. Work is a virtue. Work is at the heart and soul of America. Work is at the heart and soul of a free country and a free economy. And that's what creates the great opportunities. And we need to cut back on these government assistance policies, and we need to reinstate workfare. Because the safety net is not the answer to what ails us. All right, we're going to take a quick break. No, we're going to go right to Governor. Is that right? We have Lee Zeldin. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I want to talk to my friend Lee Zeldin, Republican candidate for governor, the last hope for New York, if you ask me. Why won't Governor Hochul debate him? Why is she such a chicken? What is she afraid of? I'm sure he'll have a few thoughts on that. I'm Larry Kudlow. We'll be back with Lee Zeldin. Please stick around.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.